You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. So we can get you in the know. So once you get to the office or start doing a Zoom call with people, you know all there is to know. Starting with the fact that the Broncos won. Well, you already know that they won with 6 field goals. Okay.
It's all right. A win's a win right now.
Yeah, 6 for 6 on field goals. That's all it takes.
Yeah, good
job. They beat the Patriots. Although weird to see the Patriots without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So, this is still strange. Now, as a reward for winning, the Broncos go home and get to face Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champions.
Are we letting people in the stands here? Do we know? Have we heard?
7
Probably
people.
Not.
They will allow
Probably
7
not.
People
seven.
Into the building. 7 is all that get in. The World Series is getting underway. We now know who's going to be playing. It's the LA Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. I guess there are people who care in Colorado about those teams, I guess. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. They say that out of the 30 teams in MLB, there are only 6 who have never won a World Series. Tampa Bay is one of them. They have a chance to do something about it.
Good for them.
One of the other teams is the Rockies.
Well,
Rockies have never won a World Series either. 2020 has killed off something else. Did I tell you about the neighbor of mine who their yard decoration for Halloween is a cemetery? Did I tell you about that?
Mm-mm.
It's a cemetery. So they've got all these tombstones in their front yard. And on the tombstones, I'll take a picture and show you. Have the names of businesses and things that have disappeared in 2020.
Right.
Things that have died this year, like the names of certain stores that have gone
sure.
under.
Pier 1.
They put handshakes on one of them.
Yeah, how creative.
Yeah. Pier 1 is on one of them. I can't remember.
And many more.
And many more.
Yeah.
But now you can add Tab. Some of you are saying, what's Tab? It was one of the very earliest diet drinks. I was trying to do some research. I wanted to see if it was the first. I think it was the second diet drink. The first one was something called Diet Rite Soda, R-I-T-E, Diet
Rite.
Oh,
I remember Diet Rite, yeah.
And I remember seeing the cans of it. I don't think I ever had a Diet Rite. I did try a Tab because my mom liked it. You said your mom liked it, too.
My mom had it. She had the Diet Rite, too. What was Tab? Was it just a really watery Coca-Cola? Or
it was just nasty.
I've never had one. I went looking for one this weekend, actually, because I wanted to try it before they're all gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what? Give it, what, 5 years, and they'll be like, throwback sodas, Tab's
you know what,
back.
Jerry, you're probably right.
It's just
right.
a chance to bring it back in 5 years. Come on now.
You asked for it.
Right. The demand is still there. Well, it's like it's Tab and a bunch of other stuff. I guess Coca-Cola is starting to streamline all their products, and this was in the works before the Rona, apparently. But the one that's on there that I see that they're also getting rid of, thank goodness, the Zico coconut water.
Never
coconut
had it.
Water tastes like the way armpits smell. Yeah, gross.
I do remember my wife drinking a coconut water and saying, that's good, try this. And she handed it to me, and I was like,
it's disgusting.
I got suckered in
it's
because
the
she was
worst.
Saying, she was like, this is so good. You've got to try this. And I took a swig of it, and I was
no.
like, it's like, you can't honestly say you like that.
It's gross. It's so weird. Ugh. The Odwalla juices are going away, too. I've had a few of those. Those are all right.
I was kind of surprised by
and
that.
And the Coca-Cola Life. Have you had that one? That's the one made with stevia. That's the one, actually, I had been buying for a while. But
I like stevia.
Yeah. Huh. Bye-bye.
Anyway, so those are going away. There's that. And then the last thing I have is for all of our friends who are from Chicago. Chicago's got a certain attitude about it. And I will tell you this. I do like the city of Chicago. I've never lived there. I've never lived in Illinois. But I've visited Chicago many times. But always in the summer. I've never put up with a winter in Chicago, and I've heard those are brutal. But I like it there. I love that city. However, Chicago has been named number one in the USA when it comes to rats.
Yuck.
Is that what you want to be known for?
Oh, rats.
For the 6th year in a row, Chicago is deemed the city with the most rats in the country.
Yuck.
Yeah. I guess we'll just let that sit there.
Yeah. Don't want to go there now.
Get on with our lives. What else is trending?
Bad news, good news. Bad news. An asteroid is headed towards Earth. Good news? It could hit the day before election. Yeah. And you know each side is going to blame the other one for the asteroid, right?
Sure, right.
Anyway, it's a space rock known as 2018 VP1. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It's coming at Earth, 25,000 miles per hour, and it's going to clip the planet November 2nd. Now, NASA is saying there is a less than 1% chance that it actually barrels down and hits Chicago or something like that. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, that science dude, said, it's still a possibility that this thing could hit. It's about the size of a refrigerator, so not real big, so a lot of it would burn up.
So it wouldn't even survive.
It would burn up and break apart, but you can get, you know, various little strikes then everywhere. So nothing that's going to really end the election. Sorry, everybody. But it could possibly hit us. The cybersecurity group, McAfee, they've issued their annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give you a virus if you search for them online. So if you're sitting down to your computer getting ready to Google Anna Kendrick right now from Pitch Perfect, don't do it. She is number one on the list. Yeah, first of all, why? Tell me you're not looking up that horrible Cups song that she sings. Don't you do it, Dom. Dom! No, where's that asteroid? So anyway, if you search her, a lot of websites that are fake, and if you click on stuff on those websites, it'll give you a virus. So a lot of other people on the list, a lot of them I would never search. Mariah Carey's on there, Jimmy Kimmel, Julia Roberts, Jason Derulo. I know Dom's always looking up stuff on Jason Derulo, so be careful.
Derulo.
Justin Timberlake's on the list. So anyway, you can find it online. Just be careful what you're clicking, okay? Mm-hmm. New study looked into Google data to figure out what people in every state fear the most right now. And the most common fear of the country, oh, I'm going to try to pronounce it, anthropophobia, it looks like. It's a fear of other people, Dom.
Just in general?
Just in general. You're freaked out by other people.
Yeah, but I can see
which
that.
I get it right now.
I have that fear this year.
Yeah.
I do, because I am not wanting to be places with people.
I have to go to a particular store today. I'm freaking out. Because there's a product I wanted to buy, and it's $40, but the delivery fee on it to have it delivered was $50. It's like, no, I'll just make my way over there and pick it up. And
mask up, buddy.
I know. Anyway, I want to wear a hazmat suit. They posted the entire list of all the states on our Facebook page. A lot of things on there, like the dark, needles, clowns was on the list. Colorado's was the dark. We're afraid of the dark, I guess. Blood's on there. Intimacy was on there.
Holes? That's Nicole's stuff.
Not at all. Holes was on the list. You scared
of
holes? Like sinkholes.
Well, no, in circles. You know, remember that thing when the iPhone came out and it had the bunch of circles on the... It's got all the camera stuff and people said it scares them?
Yeah, it freaks me out. Hate it. What else is going on? Dom talked about this earlier today, some of the Rona stuff. I guess pinball machines have had a big jump in popularity since the whole pandemic started. Sales are up something like 500% this year.
I'm the world's worst pinball player.
I hear you, buddy.
Nobody is worse at pinball than me. Nobody.
Is there anything that is just as dumb as pinball machines, too?
I can only say that because I suck at it. But people who are really good...
I guess.
Maybe I mean, just have jealousy. I have pinball envy.
Is it really like that much talent? You push two buttons on the side of the machine.
I mean,
you stand there and mouth breathe.
I had somebody one time, a long time ago, try to tell me what I was doing wrong. And I was like, when it comes down onto the flipper, you got to hit it at this point.
The first thing that you're doing wrong is standing there shoving quarters into a pinball machine. Right. That's the first thing you need to look in the mirror about.
I can get the high score. Look up there. That's
Hold
my
beer.
My
it's a James Bond pinball machine.
BBD, that's me. Big bad douche.
Oh, please make that into a t-shirt or something. That's hilarious.
And again, it's just envy that's talking here, because imagine if I was really good at it, I would have a completely different opinion of the game.
All the ladies surrounding you. You popping your collar, got your sunglasses on, playing pinball.
Don is so good at
pinball. Oh, his hands are so fast.
He would be a great provider.
Huffing your neck. What else is going on?
I like the way they sucker people in with new pop culture trends. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, you know, when E.T., the movie, came out, right? Suddenly there's all these E.T. pinball machines, right?
Right.
When there's, you know, the Avengers movies, they start making Avengers
Iron Man pinball. Yeah.
And it's the same machine, just with different little graphics on there.
Right.
And people are like, oh, I got to go run and play the new Spider-Man pinball machine.
Spider-Man.
Hilarious. No, it's Wonder Woman. So they take Spider-Man off the front. They stick
Wonder Woman on
there.
And boom.
Same game.
Same game. Same annoying lights and sounds.
Ding, 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 ding.
Apologies to anyone that owns an arcade. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Two videos that have gone viral that you can find on there. The first one is a Wear a Mask parody. It's a parody song set to Be Our Guest from Disney's Beauty and the Beast. And the second video is, it's like a 4 or 5 second clip of a grandma who is holding a toddler there at the table. And the toddler reaches up and grabs grandma's champagne, starts to spill. Grandma takes both hands to save the champagne. Toddler drops.
Down goes baby.
Champagne's safe.
I watched it at least 12 times.
It's pretty funny. The baby's fine. Relax. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.